The executive director of the National Youth Leaders Forum, Michael Ampong, says this year's general elections must be devoid of ethnocentricism, violence and vigilantism. Speaking to Radio Ghana after the inauguration of a campaign against political violence, he said some of these elements which promote electoral violence must not be entertained. Mr. Ampong said the campaign is targeted mainly by the youth because they are usually the conduit for the perpetuation of electoral violence.
You realize that in the last couple of months, a lot of anxiety and tension is gradually building up, even as we're getting closer to the 2016 general elections. What is even more worrying has to do with the culture. Political parties trying to identify themselves with the paramilitary groups. Virtually all the bigger political parties are putting in place groups they claim they are vigilantes. And we also need to look at the fact that before the year ended, the police had made arrest of very huge amounts of very sophisticated weapons. Most of these weapons are weapons that are not even very familiar with our regular security forces. And when you have said developments and then coupled with the kind of utterances coming from some of our politicians, there is the need, the urgent need to ensure that we water down the tempest before we even get closer to the election.
And so why are you particularly targeting the youth?
Well, you should know that the youth happens to be the biggest in terms of population structure, in terms of size. In fact, apart from we being the biggest in terms of numbers, the youth also are those that normally fall prey to violence. In other words, when people want to create commotion or create confusion, they tend to rely on youth groups. And that is why it is very, very needed. As a matter of fact, if you are able to tame the youth, then of course you are sure to avert any such conflict.